In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hosanna in the highest. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Joyous feast day. Joyous feast day, dear brothers and sisters, of our Lord's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. A bright and glorious Palm Sunday. Today the prophecy was fulfilled. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah 9:9. And from Psalm 118, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has revealed himself to us. Or as other translations say, which has shown us light. Hosanna means, O Lord, save now. According to the Septuagint Greek translation of the Hebrew, O Lord, save now. So here we are. Lent is behind us. We are happy to be here. We want to be 1 week further yet. We want it to be next Sunday. So how do we get there? How do we get there? How do we get to Holy Pascha from here? We go with Jesus. We follow our Lord, we who are called by his name. And the first step today is to welcome this visitor. He who comes in the name of the Lord. He who comes both humbly, but boldly. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were enraged. They knew the prophecy of Zechariah. Jesus riding on a donkey, as he had specifically planned out to do beforehand, was a clear signal to the leaders of Israel and now to the whole world. His humble entrance is the loudest and boldest announcement possible for them that knew the scriptures, that knew the prophecies. Today Clint declares that here he is. Here he is. The one whom Israel awaited. The one of whom the prophecy spoke. The one who would change the world forever. The religious men did not want this Messiah. It couldn't be this one. It couldn't be this one. They wanted a Messiah to their liking. They wanted a Messiah made in their image. They wanted a Messiah who agreed with them. They wanted a Messiah who acted like them. A Messiah who was above the people, not with the people, not with the poor and the hungry and the downtrodden. They did not welcome this visitor, but the children sang Hosanna. Where do we stand? Where do we stand? Who are we with? Those who shout, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? Or with those who will shout, crucify him, crucify him? Brothers and sisters, if we truly welcome this visitor, then we will stay with him. As he said to the disciples, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? He says to us, can you not stay with me even 1 week? This 1 week? This holy week? To tune out the world? Tune out the world as much as possible and stay in Jerusalem as long as possible? Do we really want this visitor? Do we really want this visitor? Do we really want this Lord? Holy Week. Brothers and sisters, Holy Week is a decision week. It's a decision week. We have a decision to make. This is our altar call. This is our revival week. This is our call to renewal, our call to rededicate. Do we want this Lord? Do we? Do we? Do we say yes? And if this world, our world, where we live, if they don't want this Lord, if they say no, they'll get another Lord. One who comes in his own name, who does not come humbly to serve, but is a cruel taskmaster, who brings a heavy yoke, who brings a heavy yoke of entrapment and servitude. And we know that one too. We especially get a sense of who he is during Lent. We get a dose of him and his antics. Is that the one we want guiding us? Is that the one we want to serve? Or do we want him who comes in the name of the Lord, who is himself the true Lord of the universe? That, brothers and sisters, is our decision. That's our decision. It seems like an obvious choice. An obvious choice. A no-brainer. But it's always easier said than done. Just a few hours of our time, a conscious, deliberate rearranging of our schedule, a conscious choice, as we heard during Lent, to put nothing above his love. Put nothing above his love. To have no greater priority, to have no greater need, no stronger desire. As our epistle from Philippians tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let us sing Hosanna today. Save now, O Lord, save now. And let us live our Hosanna. Let us live our Hosanna this Holy Week. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.